This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Boyd's has done the experimentation for you. If you have bought a weapon and you don't like the way the weapon feels, but you really like the weapon, maybe you need to look at Boyd's gun stocks, because that will change the entire interaction as far as the ergonomics between you and that gun. Check them out, boydsgunstocks.com. You know, the line that we're getting now is that we are supposed to give up our guns because it's the 21st century. And the cops, they'll totally protect us, you know, and don't criticize the FBI for failing to disarm yet another ticking time bomb. And what kind of crazy nut would expect a police officer to actually confront a gunman? Now, show of hands, who thinks this stops or even slows down once these mean old not actually assault weapons gets banned? That liberals have taken a hard stand in favor of cowardice does not exactly fill me with confidence that once we give up our Second Amendment rights that we're going to be safer or freer. I guess we both have blood on our hands for having that chat. Real heroes are Sheriff Israel and the Broward cowards because of the children or something. Now, at CPAC, though, the president was very clear. He's not wavering on the Second Amendment. You know, there's some gooey puff boys like Marco Rubio who are eager to roll over and show Billy, but a hard line on our rights is not going anywhere. So, little Marco, this is the Republican Party, not the foam party. Rubio, displaying the political savvy that convinced him to don a studded leather collar and be led around on a leash by Chuck Schumer, talked Brian Mast into rolling too. And that makes them both suckers. The New York Times was delighted to see that Mast agreed to commit career sucked by sticking his constituents in the back when he tried to leverage his being a vet into somehow qualifying him to tell everyone else what their rights are. And that's amazing, but those of us vets who don't dance to the leftist tune never seem to get a golden ticket to the New York Times op-ed page. These gullible outliers don't change the fact that the rest of the GOP is solid, and that's why the left is changing the rules and trashing our norms to do what they can't do politically through intimidation. They have cultural power, we don't, and they now seek to use businesses to destroy our rights and to silence our voices. And understand, they don't want an argument or a conversation. They want to use their non-governmental cultural power to deny us access to a platform so that we are unable to make our views heard. We need to recognize this dangerous trend and counterattack ruthlessly with our political power. Now, conservatism is not a suicide pact, and our principles are not a mandate to unilaterally disarm. We need to make them hate the new rules. Maybe they won't learn anything, but at least they won't win by cheating. Right now, the leftist elite are using their social and cultural ties to those at the helm of big businesses to essentially blacklist the NRA and thereby get the tens of millions of Americans who support gun rights. that's sort of backfiring on them right now. That's in motion. But oppression is oppression, whether it's done by a government bureaucrat or a corporate one. And our principle of non-interference in business assumes business stays out of politics. But now, National Hertz and others are cutting ties to the NRA, and the left are advocating that banks do the same. And their intent is clear. What they can't do in politics, they will simply do by not allowing the representatives of people whose politics they don't like to access or have access to the infrastructure of society. And we're not supposed to do anything about it because, you know, free enterprise and stuff. You know, our principles. No. What they're doing here is exercising political power. We have our own political power, and we need to exercise it ruthlessly. The first step is an executive order at the federal level directing that no federal contract can go to any company that discriminates against an organization based on its advocacy or exercise of an enumerated constitutional right. We wouldn't allow a company to do business with our federal government if it discriminated on other grounds, so why should we do it if they discriminate on political grounds? Why should taxpayers be subsidizing people who hate them? And when those government employees start walking past the Hertz and the national counters, the leftist jerks who run those companies are going to find out that they're posing and they're posturing. All that has a price. Nothing in this world is free. It's a learning moment. Next, Congress should pass a comprehensive non-discrimination regime designed to protect us into law and allow individuals and entities the right to sue any business that discriminates on the basis of advocacy for an exercise of any constitutional right. And, you know, there needs to be penalties for that, like $1 million a day for non-compliance. We also need attorney's fees provisions because we want to turn lawyers into bounty hunters seeking out these posers who are doing so much damage to our society by collaborating in the suppression of speech that the elite does not approve it. We could call it the Civil Rights Anti-Discrimination Act. And then we could dare the Democrats to vote against it. Now, due to the filibuster, it might be tough to pass a law protecting our rights through Congress, but we own about 30 legislatures, and that's 30 states that can each outlaw this kind of discrimination within their borders. So Hertz and National, welcome to a whole bunch of lawsuits in Texas and Wyoming and elsewhere. But, yeah, I know it's worth it because of the children, right? The left's also pushing venues like Amazon or Roku to drop NRA news, to actively censor a news outlet because they don't like its agenda. And the difference between government censorship and corporate censorship is no different at all. So, again, the federal government and the states have the power to regulate. And once again, we must ban discrimination on the basis of advocacy. And if they really believe what they're doing is right, they can hire lawyers in 30 states. So, right now, none of this posturing has a price tag, but this private sector oppression is devastating to our political system. Now, I will say this. I don't know how many people joined the NRA to get a discount at Delta Airlines. I don't know how many people joined the NRA to get a budget rental car cheaper. I mean, as I speak right now, I have a budget rent. This all happened. I rented a car Friday. And in between when I rented it and the time that they started this, and don't get me wrong, I'm not even a member of the NRA. There's a lot of things the NRA does that I can't stand, but they should not be discriminated against because of what they do, because of what they advocate for. So we need to create some new rules for them to live with. And then we need to make them to where we enforce those new rules. And then we need to, and then of course they're going to hate the new rules. Which is sort of sad, I guess, on one's. You get what I'm saying, don't you? You understand what I'm talking about, don't you? That's the part that, you know, once this starts, you have to follow through with it. You have to see it through all the way. Which means I won't be renting any cars anymore because most of the rental companies are all in on this one. Although I'll be asking mine about it when I turn it in tomorrow. Yeah. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
The gun stock on a bolt gun, on a shotgun, on a lot of different guns, even on ARs and everything, the furniture, that is your interface between the weapon and you. And ergonomics are everything with that kind of interface. And the best ergonomics you're going to find are at BoydsGunStocks.com. Go check them out. Now, I need to explain what's going on so that you'll know, because I come into the chat room and I see some stuff in the chat room and I, you know. So let me explain to you what's going on. I don't know what started this. Going back to Christmas Eve, I had something began with me. And part of that manifested itself into pneumonia. Another part of it manifested itself into acid reflux. Now, those two things combined are a bit difficult to fight, because I have found that when I try to take the right, you know, if I take the drugs that I have, which I try not to go to the doctor unless I really need to go to the doctor, I find them to be sort of conflicting, if you will. So fighting one symptom means I'm probably defeating the purpose of having, you know, what I've got going on with the other symptom, the other drugs. And this is causing a problem, because like when the acid reflux flares up, the lungs that already have a little fluid in them, the acid reflux sort of mashes them, the buildup of everything. And then when I'm just talking, I sound like a panting horse that just ran a quarter mile. And that just doesn't work. That doesn't work in radio. That doesn't work in real life. And, I mean, it's the degree that it has been going on is ridiculous. Now, an interesting thing happened, though. When I went to Las Vegas, and it was cool in Las Vegas, but it was dry in Las Vegas. When I went to Las Vegas, from Monday to Wednesday, by Wednesday, I was having to walk 6.5 miles a day, climb 49 flights of stairs, and I walked it off, literally. I was taking some over-the-counter stuff, but, I mean, and I was good to go. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, I was as strong as I've been in a long time, and I felt like, okay, this is the turning point. And then I got on the plane, I came back, and, you know, within a week, it was back. So some of it's environmental, and there's nothing I can do about that. I'm trying to figure out what's causing this and that and the other. That's not the easiest thing. It's not like it is on TV. So the other really fun symptom this gives me is it keeps me up. I mean, when I say it keeps me up literally all night. No sleep at all. And then if I try to sleep during the day, then I feel pretty bad during the day. I slept today, for example, and I felt pretty bad. But today I figured I was going to give it a shot just to see. My voice is the giveaway, or at least it is to me. I can hear it. I can feel it. I've got a lot of voiceover I need to be doing right now. I've got a lot of video I need to be shooting right now. Can't do any of it. So I'm working on it. I don't like having to call my network and ask them to run a rebroadcast. I think with a topical, current events type radio show like this one, that a rerun is sort of copping out, but at the same time, I've got to have something up there. I really want to be live. I'm just having a hard time doing it right now, because after this show tonight, in about an hour and a half, I will collapse. I will be that tired. I will simply collapse. But that's just so you know. That's just an FYI, if you will. Because I've had a lot of false starts and stops. I'm just going to simply say, I'm trying to figure out what this is, and I'm trying to knock it out. And I've never Maybe this is just part of getting old. I don't know. It's a new thing. If this is part of getting old, I really wish we'd do something else. I wish there was something else. Although I'm told that if I can stay alive till 2050, by that time they'll have it figured out where I can live forever. Not really sure how I feel about that yet, but I now have a goal at least to shoot for that. But to that end, let me simply say this. I've got to figure this out because I have, this is going to be the year that I up the game. Physically up the game. And what I'm trying to do is build my way to being the saltiest 60-year-old that has ever walked yet. And that's coming up. That's just around the corner. But I've got a lot of things I'm supposed to be doing this year. And as part of, you know, just walking around fitness, just walking around combat fitness, being able to have the reflexes and the lateral movement and everything else, I've got to beat this. I have got to beat this because I do not intend to look like the guy that I used to be. I intend to be the best me that I can be. And for all of you that are out there listening, you know, I'm not, I don't care if I ever get down to a 36-inch waist again, although that would be nice. I do simply want to be the best that I can be at this particular time. And we'll see how far we can take it. I happen to believe I can take it fairly far. I've got a couple of problems against me right now. My car tore up, and on the back of my car is my trailer hitch. And my trailer hitch is where I get my bikes to the bike track. Or I would have been trying over the last couple of days to ride a bike. I might fall off the bike and off the trail and into the swamp. But I will try, and I will get up, and I will try again. Because this is one of these make-or-break moments, or at least I feel like it is. We're going to find out, though. We're definitely going to find out. Just so you know, though, if tomorrow if I'm not here, it'll be because I collapsed. It'll be because I just can't do it. And I'll be back as soon as I can, pushing the edge as hard as I can until we get it figured out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extracts is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. I do so like the new bumps. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, this is the interface. This is the ergonomic connection that you have to your weapon. And the best one you're going to find is Boyd's Gun Stock. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now then. Whenever I have a sponsor, a new sponsor, or an old sponsor, I try to get them to come on the show as often as they will. And that's because I think you like to see what's behind that curtain. Because what's behind the curtain is always very important, isn't it, Monty Hall? Now, recently, CNN decided to be Monty Hall. They recently hosted an anti-gun town hall featuring a number of grieving children and parents from Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, who decided they were mad at the NRA, who didn't do anything about it. They're mad at politicians peripherally associated with the NRA, and anyone who doesn't say exactly what they want to hear. Even though Rubio went full-on squish, that was an event where a student would compare Rubio to a mass murderer and question whether NRA spokeswoman Dana Lash truly cares about her children without ever being challenged. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't like to buy clothes online. I like the instant gratification of finding something at a shop, trying it on and saying, oh, I got to have me this. I like the instant gratification. And CNN was going for instant gratification. Because I'll guarantee you that with all this stuff, NRA has a whole lot of problems. Them starting or causing crimes is not one of them. But I hope CNN got the rating for this town hall, because they got the instant gratification, and in the long run, you can expect a spike in NRA membership, and gun sales are about to go through the roof. And that's because CNN pulled back the curtain. Between all the demonizing and the heckling and the sophistry and gaslighting and platitudes and emotional appeals and members of the crowd, people who should never be the target of conspiracy theories or ad hominem attacks, but shouldn't be exempted from a real debate either, booed a rape survivor story and cheered at the idea of banning every semi-automatic rifle in America. Maybe someone will ask them if they support banning every semi-automatic in America, period, since the latter is responsible for the preponderance of gun homicide. One death is, after all, too many. The problem here is these young people are about to be slapped in the face by reality, because banning semi-automatic rifles or handguns is not only impractical and very unconstitutional, but for a lot of people who worry about the Second Amendment, it's very undesirable and could lead to some sort of action by us against them. Yet, a star-studded lineup of leftists, many of whom are funding the activism of the Parkland students with big checks, cheered with them. Do they all agree that every semi-automatic rifle in America should be banned? Do they agree that anyone who supports legal semi-automatic rifles has blood on their hands? I would love to hear from someone who has access to them if they would ask that question. What we do know is that the entire leftist political class couldn't stop praising the activism and lack of cynicism displayed by these kids, a selective admiration reserved for those who coincidentally line up with your position. The kids, without a doubt, were indeed earnest, and they were as earnest as they were generally uneducated about gun law, legal process, and the underpinning of the Second Amendment, which is to be expected. They do go to public school. Those who use them as political shields, on the other hand, are cynical. Those who put them on TV to participate in a national airing of grievances are cynical. Those who point to the bodies of victims and argue that every American who refuses to accept the left's framing of the issue are the ones who deserve contempt, what we've learned from these events of the past few days is that most leftists are uninterested in a holistic answer to school shootings. A unique problem. School shootings are a very unique problem. It's detached from general violent crime, rates of gun ownership, region, or age. And there is no cure-all as far as prevention. A mix of improved background checks, a better reporting system, better law enforcement reaction to threats, faster reaction to it, more community involvement, and mental health reform could lower the number of shootings. But pulling back from the massive wall-to-wall coverage, which probably helps glorify these shooters for the next madman, that might help too. Media. But so far as I can tell, the only thing that they see, the only thing they take away from this is they got to ban guns. That's the only answer for the left. For instance, while we can never truly quantify how many shooters are dissuaded by new laws or restrictions, we do know that some mass shooters can be stopped by armed Americans, and it happens all the time. Why shouldn't teachers and others who have a constitutional right to protect their homes and families do the same for their students? The dismissive, sneering reaction to that idea by most of the media and the Democrats was telling. And teachers, even those of you who think you're Democrats, they're setting you up to be fish in a barrel. I get that some Americans would not want to send their kids to schools with armed teachers, and that should be their choice. But the idea that a trained or concealed carry permit holder or guard couldn't possibly stop or mitigate the damage done by a mass shooter defies logic. So this real divide exists in America, not between those who want to do something and those who don't, but that between those who believe there is a natural right to own and defend yourself with a weapon, preferably a semi-automatic one, and those who do not. The latter position seems to be prevalent among the young people at the town hall, definitely amongst their cheering section, and I feel a lot of sorrow for these kids. And I worry about my grandchildren and all the children in the United States, all the children of the world, but I don't have any moral duty to be on their side politically. So more immediately, events like the CNN town hall go a long way to convince a gun owner that gun control advocates do have a desire to confiscate their weapons. And they can't do it. So they support whatever feasible incremental steps are available to inch further along towards their goal. We don't know how this plays out in the long run, but in the short run, it does nothing to stop the next school shooting. It will increase the ownership of guns in the United States. It will increase the membership of NRA, Gun Owners of America, Second Amendment Foundation, all of these organizations. They will all get a bump. Interestingly enough, right now, Black Lives Matter is sitting around going, how come nobody gets this upset about us? This leftist product, Black Lives Matter. Now looking at the left, who's really pushing this. Being a leftist is very precipitous to be on the left because you're constantly stepping on somebody's head, aren't you? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Do you have your armor yet? This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. I've got a Boyd's gun stock on a Ruger gun sight scout rifle. And the scout rifle was built, the whole concept, it when it meets the at-one stock from Boyd's Gun Stocks, everything is realized. Jeff Cooper would be happy. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now, in 1967, 68, 69, it was more dangerous for me then than it is for children going to school and having to worry about being shot at school. It was more dangerous for me in the late 60s because I rode my bike to school. If you totally buy into the junk peddled by the left, you think that we are at war with ourselves. And you would think the schools are shooting galleries. And you would think that this is the new normal. And believe it or not, it isn't. And it's far from it. Everytown, which is the Bloomberg anti-gun group, says there have been 290 school shootings since Newtown in 2013. That's a total lie. If you get shot and stumble into a playground and fall dead in the sandbox, that's not a school shooting. A school shooting is where you actually go into the school where there are students and teachers and you kill students and teachers. It is not gangbangers killing each other in the inner city and then falling and dying on school grounds, or attacking a school bus with a BB gun, or committing suicide on school grounds when the school's been closed for 7 months. That's not a school shooting. Now, coming from the Free Beacon, just so we know, every town for gun safety uses its own definition based on what it said is expert advice and common sense. The best you can buy, I guarantee you. which the gun control group claims is straightforward, fair, and comprehensive. The group said it counts any time a firearm discharges a live round inside a school building or on a school campus or grounds. Okay. So, like in downtown Columbia, South Carolina, where the University of South Carolina is in the center of downtown, anybody that fires a round has the chance of it making its way to the campus if you're aiming in a certain direction at a certain time of day. Does that make it a... Does that make it a school shooting? Their definition places two separate suicides, a BB gun incident, an incident where a student in a criminal justice club accidentally shot a peace officer's real gun at a target on a classroom wall instead of a training gun. You know, not what we saw in Parkland, not what we saw at Sandy Hook, not what we saw at Columbine. Now, back to James Allen Fox, the Lippman Professor of Criminology, Law, and Public Policy at Northeastern University. School shootings are rare. And the anti-gun left keeps bloating the data to paint a picture of pure chaos to feed their narratives. Since 1990, there have been 22 shootings at elementary and secondary schools in which two or more people were killed, not counting those perpetrators who committed suicide. Five of those incidents have occurred over the past 5 years, plus since 2013, claiming the lives of 27 victims, 17 of them at Parkland. The latter half of the 1990s witnessed seven multiple fatality shootings with a total of 33 killed, 13 at Columbine. This is, you know, based upon people who get shot. We should not be minimizing these incidents. We should be looking at this and saying, how do we insulate against this? But a lot of people would not appreciate the distinction when statistics, including non-fatal shootings, are cited whenever there is a mass killing at a school. That notwithstanding, the occasional multiple fatality shooting that takes place in one of the 100,000 public schools across America, the nation's schools are safe. Over the past quarter century, on average, about 10 students are slain in school shootings annually, and we need to work on that. But if you compare the school fatality rate with more than 100 school-aged children accidentally killed each year, riding their bikes or walking to school, maybe could they pass a bicycle helmet law? There is no NRA, National Riding Association, opposing that. Now, those, and I'm not throwing those out there to minimize what's happening, but it is not what they say is happening. That's the important part. It's not what they say is happening. It is schools are a safe place to be. It would be helpful if they went ahead and solidified that, but, you know, the narrative that there's endless carnage every week because the National Rifle Association exists and it says the Second Amendment is specious. So if we can't get past this shoddy data sharing that's exacerbated by the left wing, simply not caring that their numbers have been proven wrong time and time again, then the gun wars are going to continue. And by the way, that will save no children's lives. That saves nobody. Now, see, I'm really in it for the children. And this is what I think. Okay, I've been challenged before on, Bill, how do you know if a teacher could handle that? Well, teachers, okay, so they're not, they're normal people, right? Just like cops are normal people and soldiers are normal people. They each learn a special skill set, which this would be an additional skill set. I don't even know that it would be necessary for them to exercise the skill set besides continuing education once they got it if they use the proper signage. Because these guys are cowards. They don't want to fight anybody. They don't want to go in and have a gunfight. They want to go in and kill people. They want to shoot fish in a barrel. I got to find something out, though. Because I realized that this could be a possibility with a discussion I was having over the weekend with a friend of mine. I have a friend who lives in Parkland. You guys know who he is, and I'm not going to tell you who it is right now, but you've heard of him. And he has two daughters that went to Parkland. And for me, this is where you get there and you actually take a moment and you superimpose yourself on your friend and you say to yourself, what would I have done when faced with that? And, you know, that's a question that needs to be asked. What do I know as an armed American? What do I do if I know this is a school and I hear gunshots going on in the school and maybe I see a cop down or something? Do I go in that school and do I engage? I got to find out the answer to that. I already know what my answer is. Now, typically, with something like this, if you do that, by the time you get, most of these shootings are over within 5 minutes. That's the length of the spree shooting, the rampage killer. So if you go in and you do that and you actually look up enough to find him and, you know, deal with it, when will the cops get there? The average response time is 11 minutes. 11.11 to be exact. So it's over in 5 minutes. That leaves 6 minutes. This guy, the shooter, Cruz, he ran out with the students. He went somewhere and got a soft drink. And they knew who had done it already. Because they were aware that this would be the guy. And everybody was probably asking, was it Cruz? And somebody said, yes, it was. And they found him. They brought him right back. Yeah. We're just about there. But we'll see. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.